Yeah, there it is. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord today. Appreciate being in His presence one more time to worship Him. We made a flying trip Friday down to Brother Pace's meeting in Dallas. And Brother Frazier preached a wonderful message, had a good service, came back yesterday. So I'm glad for the Lord's traveling mercies. God is so good. 1 Peter chapter 1. Better get right into it. 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse number 8, number 19. Or let me get 18, 19, and 20. 1 Peter 1, 18, 19, and 20. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation or your manner of life. A lot of times when you read in the Scripture, you know, when you see that word conversation, sometimes it's not necessarily talking about your speech, but it's talking about your citizenship or manner of life. Like Paul said, our conversation is in heaven. He's saying our citizenship is in heaven. Well, this conversation here is not just what you're saying, but this is the way that you're living. Your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But with the precious blood. But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb slain without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. The Lord help me just for a little while today. I want to talk to you about precious blood. Precious blood. Will you pray with me? Eternal God, we're so thankful for your spirit and your power, Lord. Oh, Lord, I know I can't do this subject justice, Lord. I don't have the vocabulary or the intelligence to do it, Lord. But help me, God, as somehow as I walk through this today. Help me, dear Lord, to be a blessing to your people, God. Oh, Lord, talk to us from heaven. Give your name the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Precious blood. Precious blood. If you're turning your Bibles to Leviticus 17 and 11. While you're turning there, Leviticus 17, 11. Brother Andy's going to get that for us. The word precious means of great value. It means something that is costly. Something that is dear. Something that's held in high honor. Precious blood. That blood that has such a great value. That blood that is so costly. That blood that is so dear. That blood that is so honored. We're not redeemed by things like silver and gold, but it took His precious blood. I taught here some time ago. I think really I taught it in a class. Maybe in camp meeting here. Did I teach on the lamb and the plan here? I didn't teach on that well. Well, I thought I did. Maybe I need to do that sometime. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says in Revelations 13 and 8, and Revelation 17 and 8. Then in this scripture in 1 Peter 1 and 20, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, way back in eternity, way back there in eternity, God already had a plan. And in that plan of God, there was a lamb that was going to be offered for our sins. You know what that let me know? Before there was sin, there was salvation.
All right.
And before there was the problem, there was the answer.
Yes.
Before there was the sorrow, there was the comforter. Because before there was the sickness, there was the healer. God already had it. Matter of fact, in the Passover, when you look up the Passover, the lamb was put up. It was put up. Matter of fact, it was put up 4 days before they killed the lamb. That's in Exodus 12 and in Exodus 13. They put up that lamb. That lamb was put up. It was in store. It was there ready to be offered. But it could not be offered till the appointed time. It was put up. But I want you to know that God already had a lamb in the plan. It was already put up in the mind and the plan of God. Ready to be offered up for you and I. You and I were redeemed not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but by precious blood. I want to talk to you a little bit about that blood today. If I can. What does it say in Leviticus 17:11?
For the life of the flesh.
For the life of the flesh.
Is in the blood.
Is in the blood. Yes.
And I have given it to you.
And I have given it to you.
Upon the altar.
Upon the altar.
To make an atonement for your soul.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Right,
now in the Old Testament, what the blood did, what that animal blood did, it just covered sin. That's all it could do. You know, we went through that long Bible class of the mercy seat and how the covering of the Ark of the Covenant was actually the mercy seat. What was it? Something about 27 inches. And that priest would go in there and sprinkle that blood on the Feast of Atonement, and on the horns and on the altar. That blood covered the covering. And in that blood covered Israel's sins. Israel's sins was covered for a year. But not only in this dispensation, because of Calvary, not only are our sins covered, but our sins are taken away. They're not just covered, but they're cleansed, they're gone. That's what remission of sins is all about.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Amen. Revelation 1 and 5. Unto him that loved us and washed us, liberated us, loosed us, set us free from our sins in his own blood. So the life is it. Life of the flesh is in your human body, is in the blood. I'm looking this up today. And generally when you think of the body, the human body, you know, it's made up of muscle, and nerve, and fat, and bone, and joints. That's what the body is made of. Muscle, nerves, fat, bone, and joints. Those are fixed cells. They don't move anywhere. They're fixed. They're there. You know, your skin and your bone and your nerves. They're stationary. They're fixed where they ought to be. But the blood is the fluid part of the body. It's not fixed. It moves. Matter of fact, it moves freely throughout all the fixed cells. The blood moves and supplies the muscle and the nerve and the fat and the bone and the marrow. That blood is continually on the move. Matter of fact, in the normal body, there is 5 quarts of blood. There's 5 quarts of blood. And every 23 seconds, every 23 seconds, this blood is circulating through every cell of your body. 23 seconds, that blood pumper of the heart causes that blood to make a circulation. That's why it's so important to keep that blood circulating. I know years ago, Brother Hamby had a man in his church, or a lady in his church at Bremen, and they wound up going to the hospital to have a surgery. And they gave her anesthesia to knock her out. And by their carelessness, they allowed that woman's arm to, instead of being on the table, it laid loose. We got nurses here. Understand this, Sister Bettler and Sister Mabry, and that arm hung off the operating table all during the time of the surgery, which was a rather long surgery. And what happened by that arm being like that, it cut off the circulation in that arm until that, you know, there was no. When she come to, they got trying to get that arm to move, and it wouldn't move. And the sad thing about that, she lost the use of her arm. To finally, it was completely amputated. It had been so long without blood. You gotta have that blood circulating. These folks are getting older. They kind of know, you know, your extremities. You know, it takes the heart may not be as strong and don't pump maybe like it ought to, and older yet, you know, your feet start getting cold. Hands start getting cold. You gotta, you know, pound them a little bit to get that blood moving because, your body requires that circulation of that blood. The blood is so important. There's two main functions of the blood. One function is to supply. It's the supply carrier. That blood supplies the nourishment and your vitality and vitamins and minerals that your body needs. It runs through that blood and it brings what you need. That blood brings what you need. That's why you have to have that blood circulating. It needs to circulate freely and clearly and goodly. It needs to circulate. That blood needs to circulate in your body to supply. It's got to supply the functions of your body. Then the second thing the blood does, it carries off. It carries off the waste that's in your body. And that's why there's that constant moving and churning in every 23 seconds, because your body is constantly supplied and cleansed at the same time by the blood. And that blood makes your body, makes every other cell in your body constantly in communication. Your toes, your fingers, your head, your arms, your stomach, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, all of it is the part that's keeping all of it working together and in order and moving and operating. Kind of like oil does to an automobile. And it keeps the pistons and the rods and all that moving and operating. That blood is flowing and moving. It keeps the communication in there. Once the blood fails to reach that cell or member of the body, when that blood is cut off, that cell promptly dies. It's not going to exist. It's got to have that blood. If it's going to keep functioning, it has to have that blood. And when that blood ceases to circulate, that part of the member's over. And when the blood, when your heart stops, and that blood ceases to run through your body, then you're dead, you're through, you're over. Amen. It don't matter what anybody does, it's done. So that blood pumper keeps that blood circulating. It keeps you alive. Now, I know I'm giving you a lot of facts and stuff right now, but I've got somewhere that I'm going. But you're not really going to understand where I'm going if you don't really understand the importance and the significance of blood. That's why Peter calls it precious. Precious blood. It's precious blood. In the blood, there's two types of, well, there's really three types of cells. There's the red blood cells. And the concentration of that is about 5 million per cubic millimeters. There's around 5 million blood cells for every cubic millimeter that carry the fuel to the tissues and the body. It's these that gives the color of red to the blood. Then there's the, those are those are just like the little trucks that's carrying all the coal to the fire, the wood to the fire, your energy. It's carrying your energy and it's carrying your strength. It's those red blood cells and I don't know how many million of them would be in a body, but it said there's right at 5 million of them per cubic millimeter. Then you have white blood cells. And your white blood cells is what comes to the defense. If you get an infection in your body, then your white blood cell goes up. The average white blood cell combination is from 4 to 7,000 per cubic millimeter. 4 to 7,000 per cubic millimeter. But when an emergency takes place, or some kind of germ or infection gets in your body, the white blood cells begin to multiply speedily, till in no time it reaches to 7,000, and they call 7,000 an army. And when an army of germs comes into your body, then your body automatically begins to produce those white blood cells that begins to surround the germ and begins to protect your body from infection. They double and they triple. And they have the power to kill the germs, to surround the infection. That's why, you know, you get a cut or something and next thing you know, you got that white pus that's coming out of there. Amen. That's what's getting rid of that germ. If that don't come out of there, then them germs could kill you or could cause you to lose some part of your body. Those white blood cells are so important. Because if you don't have them, then infection will set up in you and you would die. And then when the infection is gone, that count of the blood cell just goes back to normal. It just goes back to where that it was. And the third blood cell that's in your body, and for years and years, they knew they were there, but they really didn't understand the function of it until the last several years in modern medicine, and the discovery was the platelets that is in your blood. They're stored in your spleen and they're very small. And they have a very short shelf life. They only live like from 5 to 7 days and they replenish themselves. What they do, if you get a wound, not infection, but if you get a wound, then these platelets is what does the blood clotting. That keeps you from bleeding to death. When Sister Epley had her wreck and it severed her aorta, They said they didn't understand it. They never saw it happen before. But her, these platelets come out and clot around her womb in her aorta that kept her from bleeding to death. So these platelets, they stopped the bleeding. And that's where the scar comes from. You got a scar on your hand or on your body where you've had a wound that was caused from the platelet. And it was formed there to keep you from bleeding to death. That's how important the blood is. The blood is so important. It plays such a function in mine and your daily life, in our nourishment. And then in our fighting disease and infection, then when we're wounded, it has the power to clot that would keep us from bleeding to death. I'm glad there's power in the blood. Give me Hebrews 12. I wasn't going to use this, but this just come to mind. Hebrews chapter 12, I'm sorry. I'll let you start at verse 22, then read on down to verse 24. Go ahead.
For you are coming to Mount Zion.
Yes.
And unto the city of the living God.
Brother Cotton, get me 1 John 1, 7 and 9. 1 John 1, 7 and 9. Go ahead.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Yes, yes.
To an innumerable company of angels.
Oh, yes.
To the general assembly.
Yes, yes.
Church of the firstborn.
Oh, yes.
Which are written in heaven.
Yes.
And to God the judge of all.
Yes.
And to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Let me insert this while we're going down. Uncle Henry's spirit or Uncle Tom's spirit is not roaming around here in church today, waiting to get made perfect. That's not what that scripture is talking about. Henry's dead. Amen. When he left here, he got all he's going to get. There's nothing going to be done for him. He had to get it before he's done here. But the spirit it's talking about being made perfect is Obed's spirit. And Nathaniel's spirit. And Daryl's spirit. And Adam, this is where the spirits of just men are made perfect. Because you ain't a finished product. And the reason I bring my spirit to church, it needs worked on.
Yes, it is.
This is where perfection takes place.
Yes. Amen.
This is where we get finished at.
Yes.
Where we get completed at.
Amen.
That ain't the lesson, but go ahead.
And to Jesus.
Yes.
The mediator of the new covenant.
Yes, yes.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
And everybody say blood.
Blood.
A sprinkling. He's going back where these Jews will see. This is, if you notice, the name. What's the name of this book? Huh? He's writing to Hebrews. These are folks. These were Hebrews. They were Jews, so they understood the law. Now a Gentile might read that and say, "Well, what's that blood of sprinkling? What's that talking about?" Well, they understood that high priest once a year took that blood and sprinkled seven times, sprinkled that blood on the mercy seat. And it covered their transgression. Well, he lets us know what that was a type of that took care of that then. We don't have the type. We have the real.
Right.
And when that priest walked out of there, that the work of that blood was done.
Right.
It couldn't do anything else.
Right.
When they sprinkled that blood, they couldn't go back and get it again. It was over. The work was done. So when he walked in that room and sprinkled that blood on that altar, it said forgiveness, it said mercy, it said your sins are covered, but it just said that then. They had to redo it again next year with another blood. It couldn't talk anymore. The minute that he poured that blood on there, it had done all that it could do. But said, you are come to the blood. What does it say? Yes. Yes. Yes.
You are coming to Mount Zion?
No. Move. Back. You're down to verse 24. Yes.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
That speaketh better things than that of Abel.
What does ETH mean?
Continual.
Didn't say that spoke. When they sprinkled that blood in the holiest of all, Brother Dunn, it spoke. But that was it. That was it. They had to wait till next year to get some blood to speak again. But this blood, the blood of Jesus, this precious blood, speaketh. Woo! It's talking to this morning. What's it saying? It provides you the nourishment.
Right.
It provides you the energy.
Right.
It provides you the wherewithal.
Yes.
That you can make your journey. There's power in the blood.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's not.
Yes.
It's once for all, and then it took care of sin once for all. But it's still talking today. The blood's telling you, you can make it.
Yes.
The blood's telling you, you can survive.
Yes.
The blood's telling you, you can be an overcomer.
Yes.
Matter of fact, give me that. Revelation 12, I think. 10. Yeah, I ain't forgot you. I know where you're at. In 1 John 1, 7. Blood is speaking.
I heard a loud voice.
Brother Chandler, the blood's talking today. And I heard a voice.
Saying in heaven.
Yes.
Now has come salvation.
Yes.
And strength.
Yes.
And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, yes.
And the power of His Christ.
Yes.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
Yes.
Which accused them before our God.
You don't need to listen to him. He'll remind you of everything you've ever done and every failure you've ever made.
Amen. That's right.
It's not that he's not telling the truth, but it don't count.
Okay.
Woo! Because there's blood that's talking today.
Yeah.
What that song says said, justice stepped down. And the blood said, I'll take your place. Woo! Don't let the devil beat you to death. The blood's talking today. Well, what's it saying? Yeah, same spot.
Accused him before our God.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And they overcame him.
And they overcame him
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb. It's still speaking today. The blood is still speaking today.
Yes, it is.
Don't listen to the accuser of your brethren. You know, Bishop Haywood, when he wrote that song, his office was at the end of the platform. And he's in there for 7 days, and he come out with that song, I see a crimson stream of blood that flows from Calvary. It waves reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. The second verse says this, when gloom and sadness whisper, you sin, no need to pray. That's the accuser of the brethren. I look away to Calvary, and he tells me to say, I see a crimson. The blood is speaking today. If you fail, the blood is saying, I forgive you.
Yes.
If you need strength, the blood is saying, you can make it.
Yes.
The blood is speaking. The blood is speaking. So, it carries Exodus 12 and 13, but it'll be a while. It is carrying nourishment. Where did it say the life was at? That means the life was living inside that blood. Right? So the life was living inside that blood cell. The life was living inside that blood cell. That's what it looks like to me. The life is what? Life is in the blood. So the life is living inside that blood cell. That's just kind of what it looks to me. I'm from Kentucky, so it's got to be simple for me to get. Life is living inside that blood cell. So if God's life was living inside that blood cell, when Jesus died, then that blood was shed, then that life had to leave that blood cell. That's why Jesus said in John 14 and 20, He said, "In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and I in you." Woo. That's why Jesus said in John 14 and 16, "And I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter." That's one of the same kind. So the word "another" means there. One of the same kind, of the same quantity and quality. Woo! He'll send you another Comforter that He may abide with you forever. Now, if you're thinking that's teaching the Trinity, you just quit reading too soon.
That's right.
For Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Woo! Then He comforted them because He was with them. Now He comforts us because He is in us. Oh. Oh, yeah. You know what the word eternal life, when you read in the New Testament, the word eternal life, everywhere that word eternal life is found in the New Testament, it's the Greek word Z-O-E. Zoe. Z-O-E. And what that means God's own life. What the word eternal, that's what eternal life means. God's own life. Well, praise the Lord. That's what you got when you got the Holy Ghost. You got, oh, hallelujah. You got God living inside of you. Well, praise the Lord. And you are the temple of God.
That's right.
Well, because God's living inside of you. He's walking in you, talking in you. He's supplying. The blood supplies.
Yes, He is.
The blood supplies. That's one function. The red blood supplies. That's not all the blood does. What does it say, Brother Cotton, in 1 John 1 and 7, and then I want verse 9.
But if we walk in the light,
if we walk in the light,
as He is in the light,
as He is in the light,
we have fellowship
one with another.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son cleanses us from all sin.
It not only covers. Are you glad there's a fresh cleansing?
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm gonna mess a good Bible class up right here, right now. But I'm going to give you just a little. I'm not going to go into this, okay? Now, I might go into this down the road somewhere, but I'm not going. But in Numbers 19, now don't turn there, because you'll get me, I'll get way out here. Before the priest could be put into the office, there was a ceremony that took place. And what took place is they had to get a red heifer. And this red heifer had to be without spot. And they would take this red heifer and they would burn this red heifer completely. It had to be completely burned. Then they would take the ashes of the red heifer and they put it in what they call the water of separation. And they bathed the priest with that. And that's what put them into the priesthood. They couldn't be in the priesthood until they went through the water of separation. And that water separation included the red heifer. Well, praise the Lord. Well, before you and I got put into the priesthood, and everybody here is in the priesthood, you're a royal priesthood. We had to go through the water separation. And you know where that red heifer, you know what was in that red heifer? Was blood. And you know where that blood went into? It went into water. And that blood in the water is what made you fit to be a priest. I'm so glad I've been baptized in Jesus' name. That the ashes of that red heifer went in the water, and ain't nobody been put in God's priesthood that ain't went through the water separation when they came in contact with the blood. But that's not all. Because they would gather up the residue of that, them ashes. And they put the residue of them ashes in a container. To where, if that priest ever touched a dead body, or done something that would make him unclean, they'd go back to that box, and they'd get that same, them ashes that came from that same heifer, and they'd take those ashes, and mix it with water, and sprinkle that, On that priest that had become unclean. I'm not only glad, look, I got baptized in Jesus' name, I was a leper. I went down in the water in Jesus' name when I was a leper. So I hate to confess to you, but most of the sinning that I've done has been on this side of the baptistry tank. I know we got some folks here that's never sinned since you went down. We're glad to have you here as a member. You just pray for the rest of us here. We need somebody that qualified that can pray. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you're here and not somewhere else. But for the rest of us miserable people, I'm so glad that the same power of the ashes that put that priest in the priesthood cleanse the priest again when he failed. Oh, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with, and the blood cleanses. And what does verse 9 say?
If we confess our sins.
If we confess our sins.
He is faithful and just to forgive us.
He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's what the blood's speaking. Not only does the blood provide nourishment, it takes all the trash away. It carries, it carries all the trash off. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And I'm going to tell you something else. There's platelets that are stored up in God's eternal spleen, wherever it is at, that when you get wounded, it'll come to the rest. If you'll let it, it'll come to the rescue to stop the flow of blood. That's why we got an altar. Hey, that's why we got folks that'll pray with you. That's why the preacher will preach to you. God's trying to stop the flow of blood so you won't bleed today. Well, glory to God. Now, you won't bleed to death. 700 times in your Bible is the term blood found. And, you know, it contains antibodies. Blood contains antibodies. And some of them last for life. You get antibodies for smallpox and scarlet fever. You ain't never going to get... They're gone. But some owners the immune system from that. It's gone forever. But on some, the immunity only lasts as temporary. And you have to get immune again. That's why it's important. Let me tell everybody in this church something here. See that altar? That's not your enemy. That's your friend. There's never a disgrace to fall at the altar. You just don't need to wait too late like Joab did. And Joab wasn't serious. Joab wasn't wanting a change in his life. He just wasn't wanting to die. So he died at the altar. I want to die at the altar, but I want to die the right way at the altar. I want to die to the flesh and the world and the devil and all that's got me there. What does it say in Exodus 12 and 13? Is that the direct verse? Yeah.
And the blood shall be to you.
And the blood shall be to you
for
a token upon your house.
Where you are.
Yes.
When I see the blood.
Let me tell you, saint, don't get out from under the blood. Be quick to repent. Don't go on in your stubbornness and in your sin, thinking you can hide and slip and slide. You can't hide nothing from God. If we never catch you, what does that mean? If nobody here ever, if you're never found out here, which that very seldom happens. Generally, God sees you get found out. And it's not to humiliate you. God generally sees you get found out. So maybe you'll repent. But if you never did get caught, let's say you never did. Never did get caught. Well, God still knows. So you need to make an altar. You need to have an altar. You need to make friends with the altar. I want to live close to the altar. Because the blood is speaking there. The blood is speaking there. And the blood will be a token for you. So, and when I see the blood.
Yes, amen.
When I see the blood. The only protection's in the blood. Well, you don't need to run away from church.
No, sir.
God, I had a fella tell me one time, he quit coming to church for some time, and I went and talked to him. I said, "Brother, what's going on?" He said, "Well, I tell you what." He said, "I've just got so many problems in my life." He said, when I get everything put back together, I'll be back. I said, "Brother, I don't want to offend you. You're not the answer. You're the problem. So you're not getting a solution at home. You're multiplying your problem at home. You need to be over there where the blood is talking. Where the preacher's going to preach at you. Where the Holy Ghost can convict you. Where saints will pray with you."
Yes.
Solomon said if a man's alone and he falls, there's nobody to pick him up. But if you're in a company and you fall, somebody's going to pick you up. I tell you what the devil will, you listen to me, what the devil will try to do to you, the devil will try to isolate you from the saints of God that he can pick you off as prey. Get you just by yourself. They didn't talk to you. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. They wouldn't miss you if you didn't come, and it wouldn't matter. And you can do just as good at home as you're doing at church. And you know what brother Cotton done 10 years ago, and you know what Sister McDaniel's done, and you know what brother Ronnie's done, and he'll mess with your mind. And you soon you won't have confidence in yourself. You won't have confidence in the saints. You won't have confidence in God.
That's right.
And He's destroying you. But what you need to be doing, you need to be hoofing it.
Yes. Yes.
I hear you talking. You're accusing me. I hear you talking.
Yes.
But I'm going where the blood is talking.
Yes.
And the blood will tell me, I forgive you and you can make it.
Yes.
And if you get a wound, I clap the blood.
Yes.
And you're not going to bleed to death. Amen. I talked to a man sometime back, and he's really going through a deal, and he'd quit church, and I told him, you know, I was trying to reach him, and known him since he's a young man. First thing he shot back, he said, if you know all the sin and stuff, and you know, this was via email, this particular church he's going to. He said, if you know all, and I emailed this young man back. I said, you know, brother, you know what church is made up? Church is made up of a bunch of imperfect people. Probably everything that you're saying is so, and said, you was part of the bunch. You know? I said, that's what church is. Church is made of imperfect people. Well, hallelujah. Like you, we need to wear a sign around our neck. Pardon the inconvenience. We're under construction. We're not a finished product yet.
No, sir.
Amen. Now one day he's going to have a finished product. But we're not there yet.
We're not.
So he's working on us. And you be patient when he's working on me, and I'll try to be patient when he's working on you.
All right. Amen.
Well, glory to God. Amen. Oh, so when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I'm going to get one little other part here. I'm going to let you go eat dinner, okay? In Hebrews chapter 12 and 14, I thought this was interesting. In this. Everybody say, words mean things. If you find a word in this Bible, it means something. It means God. There ain't no spare parts. I'm not very mechanical, so I'm not very mechanically inclined, so I'm not. I'd rather pay somebody else. I built a dog house one time when I was a boy. That dog never went in there. I picked him up and throwed him in there, and he come right out. You could read his mind. You get in there yourself. I ain't getting in here. and he had enough sense to know I didn't know how to build anything. So I'm not very. But I have no people that did have the aptitude to build. But you know how you get them. You buy something at Sam's or Walmart or somewhere, and it comes in a box, and you got to assemble it. And some of it's got a book that looks like the Bible. It's got instructions. Well, you know how us guys are. You know, we know how to do that. And we throw that instruction book aside and we're putting all that together, and we got all these screws left. Well, man, we didn't need all these screws. But then when we put it up, it's kind of, you know. And the wife said, you know, that ain't what that picture looks like. Amen. Hallelujah. Pour water in it and runs right out the bottom of it. Amen. It's supposed to be a reservoir. Because we didn't read the instructions. Well, this Bible is the instruction manual. And there's no wasted, there's no extra screws in here. Extra bolts, they all fit. I think this is a beautiful verse here. I'm going to end on this note, on this precious blood. What does it say? 12 and 14. What did I tell you? I'm sorry. Hebrews 2 and 14. Forgive me. Hebrews 2 and 14.
For as much then. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Yes.
He also himself likewise.
Yes.
Took part of the same.
Yes.
That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
Now there's a little word that's a big word in there. And that's in the middle of the verse. It said, likewise took part of the same. It didn't say it took whole of the same. It took part of the same. The word definition part means to have a share in, to share with, to participate in, to fellowship with, to communicate with. He fellowship with, he shared with, he communicated with part of the same. Now, when a child is conceived, it's the coming together of 46 chromosomes. That's what that baby is. A baby's 46 chromosomes. 23 chromosomes come from the mother, and 23 chromosomes come from the father. That's what makes a biological child. Now, he's a biological child because he's got chromosomes from mama and he's got chromosomes from daddy. 23 of them, and they mix. Give me Luke 1:35. I wasn't going to use that. Them chromosomes come together. Come here, son. What's your mama's maiden name? Oh, boy. What's your granddaddy's name? I don't mean Clyde or Henry. What's his last name?
Tanner.
Okay. So you be a Tanner. Okay. Now, you see this boy here? Now, you know, I don't know any of Sister Samson's family besides her. I think I've met a brother. But outside them, I don't know them. And I'm looking at this boy, and really I see more Samson than do anything. They got a strong, all them Samson, they all got that pear head. I'm looking at him, and because I don't know Sister Tanner, Sister Samson's folks, all I know is her, and I can see some of her in him. But I guarantee you, if I was around him enough, not only does he have, he's not all Samson. He's got some Tanner in him. And not only will he have some of the Tanner looks about him, he'll have some of their attributes. Like there may be foods that Samson family just love to pieces, but the Tanner just hate with a passion. And I know Brock Proctor that's been by here. His wife, she was a Humphrey. And Brock just hates strawberries. He's mentally deficient. But he hates strawberries. And I could not believe it when he, two of them don't, but two of them children, now, he wasn't something he was taught, they were taught. You'd stick a strawberry, some strawberry, in that baby's mouth. He'd spit it right out. It was just amazing. And Brock would just kind of grin. Well, now, he didn't learn that from Brock. He got that from Brock because it was in Brock's chromosomes was in it. Well, praise the Lord. It just come naturally. I'm kind of giving you a lesson here. So in this boy, because he is the product of Stephen Brandy, he has the combination of Stephen Brandy in him. What does it say in Luke 1:35?
And the angel answered and said unto her,
yes,
the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee.
And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee.
Therefore also that holy thing,
that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Because his mother was human, but his father was divine. And he got 23 chromosomes that come from Mary that you can trace all the way back to David and all the way back to Abraham and all the way back to Adam. He was made like unto his brethren. That's verse 16. He had those 23 chromosomes, but there were 23 other chromosomes in him that came from heaven. God created them and planted them in her womb. And when she conceived, oh glory to God, she produced everything that every other woman produces when they conceive. But there wasn't a man in the picture. Joseph wasn't in the picture. There was no man in the picture. And God himself planted that 23 chromosome that come from heaven. He took part of the same. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Where he was man, but he was God. He was Son, but he was the Father. He was visible, but he was invisible. He was temporal, but he was eternal. Oh, yes. He was man, but he was spirit. Two glorious natures, fused but not confused. In that one, oh, hallelujah. Woo! As man, oh, I can't, God. It's 20 to 12, I can't. If I do, I'm going to be in all kinds of trouble. But his mama, she is nursing him. She said, "Say, mama." She might have looked at Joseph and said, "Say, daddy." Hallelujah. And that little baby that hang from her breast was the eternal God that hanged the heavens by the word of his power. Great is the mystery of God. You know about a mystery. When the God of all eternity that can become a baby. Woo! Hey! He said, "It ain't my time yet, but I'm going to show you." He walks, that 12-year-old boy, he walks in that temple. And all doctors and lawyers, you know, them Jews, they still do this to this day. They're mind people. And they're exploring. They're dividing that word into 14 pieces. Trying to figure all that out. And they're making all that conversation. A little 12-year-old boy, he's standing there and he's looking at him. And out of his mouth, before he knew it, come a question. Hey, old man, go ahead. You're the smartest one in the battle. Huh? Old guy gets over here. He's got his glasses on the end of his nose. Got that scroll. And that little boy goes, question. Answer, we never even thought of the question. Who is this? Tell you who he was. Malachi 3:1 said, "And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come into his temple." And he's walking there, and there's a 12-year-old boy confounding the doctors and the lawyers. What it was, he was just peeling a little bit of that veil back. Woo! Reveal revealing who he really was. Amen. Thank God for the blood. That's why Acts 20:28 says, feed the church of God, which he, God, has purchased with his own blood. Matthew 27:4 said they shed innocent blood. Precious blood. Why don't you wave your hand today? Amen. If you sin today, those white blood cells will come running to your rescue to surround you and kill the infection that is in your soul. If you've been wounded and you think you're going to bleed out, then platelets of that glorious blood will stop the flow. You don't have to die before your time because that precious blood is available. Why don't you raise your hand and love him? He's my Lord and my God. He's not just a stranger to me. It was easy to see he's my Lord and my God. He's my Lord and my God. He's not just a stranger to me. Oh, when I look past the veil, it was easy to see he's my Lord and my God. He's my a stranger to me. Oh, when I look past the veil, it's easy to see he's my Lord. Are you glad for precious blood today? Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that's still speaking forgiveness, still speaking healing for body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Amen. Let's just love him again one more time for the blood before I let you go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every drop, Lord. I know you didn't spill any blood. Every bit of it was shed purposely. And you, every bit of it, you did it just for me, Lord. I thank you for that blood. I give your name glory and praise for today. Jesus.